So air conditioned?
Testing, 1, 2. Don't hear it. Testing, testing, testing.
There's so much to see at this festival, it's testing, impossible testing. To see it all in 1 year.
Hello, test, test.
Sounded good already.
I see what this gives me. Testing, testing. All right, here we go.
When God dipped his pen of love in my heart and writes my soul a message, he wants me to know. His spirit all evil fills this sinful soul of mine. When God dipped his love in my heart, well, I said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul how he brought salvation and he made me whole. But I probably couldn't hide such love as God made me laugh and it makes me cry. Set my simple soul on fire. Hallelujah. When God gives his love in my heart, he walked every step of Calvary's rugged way to give his life completely and bring a better day. My life was steeped in sin, but in love he took me. His blood washed away every sin. Well, I said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul how he brought salvation and he made me whole. But I finally couldn't hide such love as Jesus did in part. Cause it made me laugh and it made me cry. Set my sinful soul on fire. Hallelujah. When God gives his love in my heart.
One of the greatest gifts of God, I feel, to mankind is when he opens up the way that we can commune with him. Very important area in Christianity, to where we can talk to God and God can talk to us. We hope you enjoy this next song, Sitting at the Feet of Jesus.
I'm
when the toils of life are over, when my race on earth is run, may the evening shadows gathering find me there when day is done. Oh, I'm sitting at the feet of Jesus, where I love to kneel and pray till His goodness and His glory drives the shadow from my way, drives the shadows from.
One that changes pace a little bit. Might have a little Polynesian atmosphere to it, or a little Hawaiian. We think it's pretty, and we trust that you too will enjoy it as we play.
Beyond the sky, where the lights will never dim, I'll see Him face to face, my Lord and King. There'll be no tears, there'll be no regretting. He will remember me. He'll not forget. I pray to Him who died back again for me. To take me home, I'm sure, beyond the sky. I pray to Him who died on the cross of Calvary. I pray each day and night He will answer me. Someday I know He'll come back again for me. To take me home, I'm sure, beyond the sky.
God has a witness. As you look around us this morning, everything that's made before us, God had a working in it. We want to sing a little bit about the witness of God, the witness of His might, the witness of His power, and the witness of His love. Walking in His presence, led by His Spirit, fulfilling God's will, God gives a witness. God gives a witness of His mind. A miracle of God's own hand, revealing His might. God gives a witness of His power. Witness, witness. Walked out in truth to bring salvation to all who will look. God has a witness to His love. Well, witness, witness.
We're glad to be able to sing this morning out in God's beautiful cathedral. Many times on Sunday morning we find ourselves assembling with our Christian friends in church, but this is a beautiful opportunity to praise God. We know that He made it all. That's the foundation of our belief. He made it. He created us. He loves us. And this song is about God's creation and how He made it all.
Beauty of creation is something to behold. The sunset at evening, the stars when they fall, the birds on the wing, the eagle as it soars, the deer as it drinks by a winding stream. God made it all. God gives a new sunrise to start each day. Oh, the beauty of His handiwork is
more than we can say. Oh, God is speaking to his world by the things he made. God paints us a picture that's new every day. God made it all down in the canyon across the great divide. We see the river flowing and the great ocean's tide. At sunset there's a beauty with nothing to compare but the brightness of his glory, which is seen everywhere. God made it all the colors in the rainbow are seen in his creation. There's nothing to compare it to in any nation. There's a new day dawning with a new beauty to behold. When God's glory fills the earth, then all shall know God made it all. He's waiting for your answer to his bidding call. It's not what you can do or who you are. What God is doing is not hidden from view, but what God did on the tree, he did for all to see. God did it all.
As I said before, we're here to worship the Lord, and this song is about the man from Galilee. He's the reason we're here. He did so much for us. We just want to praise him with this song.
In a manger long ago, I know it's really so. A babe was born to save men from their sin. John saw him on the shore, oh, the Lamb forevermore, the Christ, the crucified of Calvary. I love that man, I love that man
from Galilee,
from Galilee. For he has done so very much for me. Forgave me all of my sin and put the Holy Ghost within. I love that man from Galilee.
Nicodemus came by night to ask the way of right,
and the Lord made an answer in these words so plain. Must be born again. Oh, these words were said to him by the Spirit of the man of Galilee.
I love that man.
I love that man
from Galilee.
From Galilee. For he has done so very much for me. Gave me all of my sin and put the Holy Ghost within. I love that man of Galilee.
by the power that was spoken in his name. And the blind were made to see. I know it could only be the Spirit of the man of Galilee.
I love that man.
I love that man. For me, he forgave me all of my sins and put the Holy Ghost within. I love that man of Galilee. I love that man of Galilee. Oh,
minutes. We're going to do a series of courses here for you. Some of you might like to sing along with us. I'm going to pass those out to you. But we're going to start singing because we're running down to the end here. All right, we're in. Great.
We had a great time yesterday in our chorus workshop, and we'd like you to try to join along if you feel like it. There's a copy of these going around. If you find one, join in with us.
He is sweet, I know. Yes, he is sweet, I know. On the inside, he's working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. It's Jesus on the inside, he's working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, what a change. Oh, what a change.
it's Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. It's Jesus on the inside, he's working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Gentry's Gospel. Let's have a big hand for Gentry's Gospel. They do have some tapes if you'd like to come around and talk to Gordon. I'm sure he'd be glad to talk to you about it. The next group up, we're going to stay with the gospel theme, is Wings of Faith. Wings of Faith is led by Mary Ann Carroll. Mary Ann is also a painter. She's a painter of the Highwayman School of Painting, and she's got some paintings back here, and you might want to take a look at those if you get a chance. Along with Mary Ann, Mary Ann has four of her daughters singing with her today, Rosa Carroll, Louise Sneed, Tasha Carroll, and Renee Carroll. On drums right over here, Mr. John D'Angelo Sneed, who's just setting up drums on your right over here. And also playing with him, Mr. Doug Nauman on bass. And Mr. Dwayne Williams on saxophone. So we've got quite an ensemble setting up here. I wanted to mention to you that there's a crafts area down this way toward over there. Craft apprenticeship area is something you should go see. There's also another area where crafts are demonstrated down by the old marble stage. If you hadn't been down there, the old marble stage is a little farther away than the rest of the other stages, but it's worth a walk down there. They have some wonderful music all day, wonderful crafts, and wonderful food down by the old marble stage. If you just follow the road down this way towards the back entrance to the park, you should go over and check that out. We have music on this stage all day today until probably near midnight. Closing the show tonight will be Mr. David Holt, accompanied by Bob Cogut, and that should be quite a show. Every year we get some wonderful performers to headline the show, and there's just more performers than you can imagine on a lot of different stages all during the day. I want to mention also, for those of you who've been here before, and we're looking for the Azalea Garden stage. The Azalea Garden stage has been moved. It is now by the tower, right next to the tower, which is the easiest thing to find in the park. It's the tallest thing. They did not, however, move the azaleas themselves. They're still where they used to be if you want to visit the azaleas. The jam tent is a new tent, and it's been very successful. A lot of music in an acoustic format. Which is right down near where the old Azalea stage was. Also, I wanted to mention to you, down on the banks of the Suwannee River, right down behind me, if you walk past the main stage here, there's the Suwannee River Gazebo, and they have the Florida Songs Workshop, which runs all day Saturday and today, Sunday, until around 6 p.m. tonight. It'll be all, it's run by Frank and Ann Thomas. Have songs about the state of Florida, about its history, and about the environment. And they're really wonderful. If you haven't been down there, you should check that out. It's a great acoustic stage. There's no microphones down there. It's just the wooden gazebo, and the sound is actually quite wonderful. It's something you ought to check out. Up to my right, at the top of the hill here, there's the some craftsmen and craftspeople you should check out. Some wonderful pottery and different crafts up there. Definitely a lot of interesting things to look at. Every year there's a lot of music that goes on up until midnight on stage, and then it continues throughout the night at the campground, and Last night, and I believe tonight too, we're going to have a drumming circle down by the river, which was pretty amazing. Good, I think they're set up without any more talk. Help me join me in welcoming the Wings of Faith.
First, I'd like to say good morning or good afternoon, whichever it might be at this time. We want you to know that we're here to represent the goodness of God. Because first of all, it was Him that allowed us to be here today. And I know you know that too. And we can thank Him this morning by looking up at the sun. It's shining and it's not raining. We're going to bring you a song that we like very much. We want you to take the words that we may sing.
Oh, I can tell the world about this.
Bring joy, so much joy into my
Jesus, I found peace, yes. I found happiness. I find joy in the time of sorrow. He will bring joy, yes. He will bring joy, yes.
He brought joy.
Oh, much joy.
He brought joy.
So much joy.
Jesus brought joy.
So much joy.
He brought joy.
So much joy. To my soul.
Yes. Tell God thank you. Tell God thank you.
Thank you.
Tell God thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
He'll bring joy. He'll bring joy and he'll bring peace. The reason I know this, I lost my mother a few years ago, the day before Thanksgiving. And that's a day that people say, well, you'll never forget. No, I won't either. I loved my mother. But I could thank God that he took her out of her misery. Some of you might not understand me today, but this is what I mean when I say he'll bring joy. He'll bring you peace in the most serious times of troubles of your life. If I hadn't been through it, I couldn't tell you this. But every day after my mom died, I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, I don't want to cry, because I don't want to feel like I'm distrusting your judgment. I don't want to cry, Lord, because you don't make mistakes. And many times after that, I pick up my telephone and go to make a phone call to mom. But my mind flashed back, mom is not here. And every time I go to look up and cry, something would slap me in the mind and tell me, mom's in a better place. She just had a home built, paid on it a whole year before she could ever move in. Something wanted me to cry about that. And I would all say to myself, well, she didn't get a chance to enjoy this and she didn't get a chance to enjoy that. But the Lord told me, say, my mom enjoyed being there for other people. As long as she could wash your clothes. As long as she could fold your clothes. As long as she could take care of your little children. My mother was happy. And I know for myself this morning,
he brings joy.
Sometimes I just reminisce in my mind and I get all kind of consolation from heaven. But you just got to trust him. You know, the Bible said the battle is not ours. He's fighting a battle for us. All the victory belongs to us. Can you tell God thank you?
Thank you, Lord.
Tell him thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
A lot of times we get angry and want to strike back when somebody do us wrong. But the Bible said, be still. If you can just be still and see the salvation of the Lord. And again, it goes on to tell you, if you get a little uneasy, say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Joy. That's why I can tell you this morning, I get joy out of just thinking about the goodness of God. We're going to bring one of our other leaders to you that didn't get a chance to sing yesterday. We want you to feel good. Just feel good about yourself, if nothing else. It's hot, right?
Amen.
We have a fan. We have a hat. God gave all these beautiful trees. We can feel good this morning within ourselves. Tell God thank you again. Thank you. trying to tell me from the sideline of my bionic ears didn't work out this morning. So now they decided to tell me. We're going to bring you another song. So I'm feeling good, even though it's heated up out there. If you want to shout, jump up and shout. You want to dance with the music, dance. Pat your hand, pat them. You want to come up here and sing with us, come on and do that too. Amen. Tell God thank you.
Thank you. It was late one Wednesday evening. Jesus came into my life. I was headed in the wrong direction.
Let me tell you, I'm so satisfied.
Yes, I feel good. We're going to bring in a baby girl. She don't like to be called baby girl, but she's a baby. Last button on Gabe's shirt. And the reason I know that, because I'm a mother. Give Tasha a hand, please.
Why don't you put your trust in Jesus? Everything will be all right.
Be all right.
He will make your pathway there. No matter how. He'll be right there.
Be right there.
Long you've had lots of pain.
Lots of pain.
I know, my God, He'll make a way.
Put your
just then. I couldn't tune up with the background, and you know when you get a little bit farther over in age than the other, you know, it makes differences. But I couldn't hear my guitar, and I couldn't hear what I was trying to say, so we're not giving any excuses either, right? Thank you. We want you to give the bass fiddle a hand. How many of you brave enough, if you play an instrument, to pick it up and come up here and play with us and never played before? How many of you that brave?
Not me.
I think he deserves a big hand. I don't like chickens unless they're cooked to eat. And I don't see one chicken feather on him. So that make this man sweet. Can you say amen?
Amen.
We did some tuning in the back, and we're going to have some minor adjustments. So bear with us, will you? Can you? Thank you. It's not him, it's me, okay? I'm reminded right now of a story of a denied mother. Well, this lady that I have reference to had a daughter, and she sent her away to college.
Oh, yeah.
But at the end of the year, all the children returned home. This girl that I have reference to, when the children got home, all the parents were standing at the train station.
Oh, Lord.
This girl, when she stepped off the train, her mother was standing there with her arms wide open. But this girl
turned ahead
and walked on by. I can imagine in my heart this morning how that mother must have felt. She ran behind her. She said,
Daughter,
I want to know why you didn't greet me like the other kid did. Mm-hmm. This girl, she said, Mama, I'll tell you why I didn't greet you in front of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you see the scar that burns in your face.
Oh,
see your hands, how they all burn up.
Yeah.
This mother stood there with tears in her eyes. She said, Daughter, I'll tell you how I got these scars that burned in my face. One day, when you were nothing but a little baby, I was outside. Hanging up my clothes.
Oh, yeah.
When I looked around.
Oh,
my house was on fire.
Oh, yeah.
I dropped my clothes. I ran inside.
Yeah.
I got you.
Oh,
look at my hand. I took my hand and covered your little face.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why I look like this today.
Oh,
soon after that, and left me because I wasn't beautiful anymore, but I stayed there.
Oh, yeah.
I stayed there.
Stay right there.
I took in washing and ironing.
Oh, no.
I was rejected by society, but I stayed there.
Stayed there.
I stayed there.
Oh, yeah.
And I raised you. Here you stand. Here you are just 21 years later. You able to step off the train and walk right on by. That's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I knew a man sits high and he looks down low. Right now, that man is telling me, don't worry.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. When the world despises you, keep on. Keep it on. And I can imagine it. She told her daughter in the words of a song that sound like this.
Precious Lord,
you've done all children, even sometimes your friends. Think about it. Do it again, Wayne. Go ahead. God to take us by the hands of the mind, not these physical hands maybe, but just by the hands of the mind, and lead us on, and I guarantee you we can be victorious in Christ. Tell God thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Wings of Faith, powerful singing, some powerful singing. Marianne Carroll, Rosa Carroll, Louise Sneed, Renee Carroll, Tasha Carroll, Dwayne Williams on saxophone, Doug Nauman on bass, and John D'Angelo Sneed right here on drums. Another hand for Wings of Faith. Next up, we have a couple of boys have been around the festival quite a bit. The Palmetto brothers, also known as old friends in this configuration. Mr. Charlie Groth, Doug Travers from Crystal Beach in Brooksville. We'll be playing a number of different instruments, guitar, dobro, and auto harp. Doug will be playing guitar and banjo, and I understand he'll be playing banjo in the New England banjo style that we don't hear very much down here in Florida.
Check
so
one,
especially
two.
For you banjo players out there, that'll be something a little different to listen to. They'll be doing some songs and some instrumentals.
That's pretty cool right there. We got sound there?
Yeah, the Palmetto Brothers.
Okay, you ready?
Wait, no.
No? Said they were on.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Mm-hmm.
up this morning and I looked out my door. I thought I could see that milk cow. I could tell her by the way she looked. And if you see that milk cow, darling, won't you bring her on home? I ain't had no milk and butter since that little old cow's gone. Well, now you've got to treat me right, darling, day by day. Get out that little prayer book, get down on your knees and pray. You're gonna miss me, baby. Miss me when I'm gone away. You're gonna miss your daddy's love. Wanna be dead. Sweet mama, just to get along with you, Lord. Nothing ain't working. Tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna leave you, baby. Leave you. Well, if you don't believe I'm going, just you count the days I'm gone. Is through. If you want any more, I'm gonna leave it up to you because I'm finished. I'm done. You can believe it, baby. That little milk cow is gone. All right, Milk Cow Blues. Next, we'd like to feature the banjo style that the MC was talking about, something from New England that's a distinctly different flavor than what we have as our native banjo styles here in Florida. I wanted to have you give a listen to Doug as he does that old chestnut, the Battle of New Orleans, which was lifted by Jimmy Driftwood from the tune 8th of January. And here it is.
Well, can you all hear me out there singing right now? Yes. All right. Sound man says this guy knows how to get close to a microphone.
Just play.
Well, in 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mine in Mississippi. Took along some bacon and took along some beans, and we met the bloody British in the town of New Orleans. Fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. Wasn't as many as there was a while ago. Fired once more and they began to run it down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket through, we looked them in the eye. Hailed our fire till we seen their faces well. Opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. Wasn't as many as there was a while ago. Fired once more and they began to run it down the Mississippi through the Gulf of Mexico. Fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. Then we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. Filled his head with cannonball and powdered his behind. When we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. Fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. Wasn't as many as there was a while ago. Fired once more and they began to run it down the Mississippi through the Gulf of Mexico. And so Mexico. But 1, 2, 3, 4, count up.
There we go. Doug Travers on that banjo. Pretty good, huh? I'd like to introduce to you someone else who's very, very good. One of the sweethearts of this festival and a lady that belongs here on the main stage. Please make welcome Jan Milner. Get a little sound check.
Check 1, 2. Okay.
Many of you know that Jan has an ethereal side and plays the dulcimer and sings the old folk songs in a sweet and beautiful tone.
However,
also has another side, and I'm personally glad of it. And I think you will be too when you hear Woman Be Wise. Sippy Wallace.
1, 2, 3. Oh, woman, be wise and keep your mouth shut and don't advertise your man. No, don't sit around gossiping, just talking all about those nice things he does for you. You know, these women nowadays, they ain't no good. They'll fool around with anybody in your neighborhood. So you got to be wise and keep your mouth shut and don't advertise your man. Tell them about it. Charlie Grove. Now, your very best friend, she might look like a highbrow. I've seen her change clothes 3 times a day. What do you think she's doing now that you're so far away? Well, I'm gonna tell you, she's a loving your man. Don't it make you see red? You better sit with the doctor, mama, try to investigate your head. Yeah, you gotta be wise and keep your mouth shut and don't advertise your man. Tell you one more time, ladies. Oh, woman, be wise and keep your mouth shut and don't advertise your man. I said don't sit around gossiping, just telling all about those nice things he does for you. You know these women nowadays, they ain't true blue. They'll laugh in your face and steal your man from you. So you gotta be wise and keep your mouth shut and don't advertise your man. Don't be no fool. Don't advertise your man. Thank you.
Woman, be wise.
Thank you.
Jan Milner.
Charlie Grode on it. Nice guitar. Thanks.
A few years ago, I was the Florida master artist with the auto harp, and I was very pleased to be named that, and I'd like to do a couple of the pieces that we did that year in our auto harp presentation here on the main stage. Go ahead and introduce a couple of
chestnuts. Well, here's a couple of old chestnuts, as Charlie likes to call them. I believe this is Red Wing and Mockingbird, is that right?
That's them.
Okay. Featuring Charlie Grope, the master artist on the auto harp.
The auto harp.
Recorded zither.
I'm not mistaken. A couple of my students are out there, so I better get these right. Red Wing and Listen to the Mockingbird. 1, 2, 3. Two.
Thank you, Charlie, switching instruments again. How is it out there? Is it warm or just a little warm? Hot this morning.
Doug still carries that New England feeling. But I mean, he's always hoping it's going to be cool.
I'm dying. I'm
That's
dying.
Not going to happen. But we don't hesitate when we want to sing, do we?
No, we don't.
Yeah, we're going to try to get them all in if we can. We got one more after or this? Okay, one more. Let's do I'm a Pilgrim. Yep. Well, let's close up. This is kind of almost a Sunday morning, so let's go to a Travis tune called I Am a Pilgrim. That really isn't, as it happens, a gospel tune, but a lot of people think it is. When you listen to the words, it doesn't really have a gospel content at all, but it's a nice tune, so we're going to play it. Not made by hand. Now I've got a mother, got a sister and a brother who have gone to that sweet home. And I'm determined to go and see that good Lord over on the body, over on that other shore. Pick it. River of Jordan, just to bathe my wearisome soul. If I could touch but the hem of his garment, good Lord, well, I believe, Lordy, I believe it would make me whole. Have a ride.
Travers. Thank you.
We're old friends. I'm Charlie Grove.
Charlie Grove, Doug Travers, old friends. Next up, I have a fellow I just had the pleasure of meeting. His name is Okie Finokie Joe, and he's going to come out and do some songs for you. He's going to do some original songs about the Okie Finokie Swamp where he lives in southern Georgia. Joe has a recording called My Life in the Okie Finokie, which is available here at the Pfaff booth down at the old marble stage, or also from Joe if you want to come back after his show and talk to him. I'm sure he'd be glad to talk to you. Just also wanted to mention that if you keep your eye out in October, Dateline NBC in June, Dateline NBC is doing a special on the Okie Finokie, and Joe apparently led some of their camera crew around the Okie Finokie. The show is going to feature some of Joe's music, and I think that'll be I'm going to be looking forward for sure, and maybe you ought to also. All right. Okay, Okie Finokie Joe.
Hi. Where'd everybody go? I don't know. Must be in the right place. 10,000 mosquitoes can't be wrong. I don't know if you can hear my guitar, can you? See, I play with my fingers, no picks. I left the city a long time ago. Reasons I don't need to disclose. And I won't make excuses for the way I appear or this laid-back life I have chose. I don't bother nobody, I just like living free, free as the wind in the trees. In the Okie Finokie I can be as I please. The swamp is home to me, and I'm swamp-wise. Swamp-wise. I can stalk a buck deer, take him by surprise. I can disappear right in front of your eyes with a knife and a blanket. I can survive. I'm swamp-wise. Swamp-wise. Here in the land of the trembling earth, time moves easy and slow. A man can stay lost and gone forever. You never ever care who knows. And I'm swamp-wise. I can grab a bull gator, tan his ugly hide, move like a panther through the dark of the night, pull a boat to Fargo just for the ride. I'm swamp wise. I'm sure you folks know where Fargo is, right? Fargo is a beautiful little town on the southwest edge of the Okie Finokie. And you can get there through the swamp, all the way from Waycross, if you know how. And I know what it means to live off the land. To me it comes naturally. In the Okie Finokie I can be as I please. The swamp is home to me. The swamp is home to me. The swamp is home to me. Swamp wise. Yeah, tell me I don't know how to live. Oh, Crocodile Dundee ain't got nothing on me. Swamp wise. I called him Dog. Hey, I didn't know what else to call him. He came into my camp in the Everglades, wagging his tail, half starved to death. Somebody left that poor little dog behind. And I felt sorry for him, and I said, Dog, you got here just in time. This is my last night in the Glades. I'm on my way to the great Okie Finokie Swamp. I'm going to spend the rest of my life there, learning. I said, I'm all by myself. You can come with me if you want to. Well, that little dog seemed to understand every word I said because he jumped in the front seat of that Jeep. It took us almost 12 hours to drive from south of Miami on up into the Okie Finokie, and I took that job taking care of those animals out there in the swamp. Yeah, my job in the Okie Finokie Swamp was a kid's dream come true. I'm known as Okie Finokie Joe because for many years that was my home. All I had to do all day long, and you would have loved it, was take care of the animals. I had a chance to raise most of them. Beautiful bobcats, playful American river otters, cute little raccoons, possums, foxes, little tiny American black bear that grew up to be big American black bear. Well, I'll never forget Blackjack. He grew to be 750 pounds. He wasn't a world record, but he was big. When that bear stood up, I couldn't reach the top of his head. He come trotting over like a freight train and stop right in front of me and sit down. Thank goodness he didn't sit on me. He always put the brakes on just in time. The first thing that bear would do is put its paws down to the side to show me it wasn't going to hurt me. He had claws 4 inches long. They weren't as sharp as cat claws, but just a love tap from Blackjack could have knocked my head off. But he'd sit there like a big old puppy dog, and I'd scratch his ears and hand him a grape. He would take that little tiny grape from my fingers with his tongue. He would never use his teeth or his claws. He would not hurt me, but you guys need to know why. Blackjack and I grew up together. You couldn't do that with a wild black bear. Boy, don't ever try it. Well, anyhow, I took that job taking care of those animals, and me and that dog were happy. We were in the swamp almost 3 months, if I remember right, and his name was still Dog. Until one night, I heard him yelping. I went out there to see what he's yelping about. He's sitting there soaking wet, filthy, dirty. He looks so pitiful, he wasn't even wagging his tail. And when he looked up at me, I knew what happened, and it scared me because his nose had swelled up as big as a balloon. He looked like Snoopy sitting there. And I said, "Swampy, what kind of a swamp dog are you getting snake bit? We ain't got time for that." And then I realized what I said. I called him Swampy. He had a name. Ladies and gentlemen, from that day on, that dog's name was Swampy. And oh, how I loved that little short-legged dog. He was the best friend I ever had. Well, see, he lived through that snake bite. We had many, many adventures together on Cowhouse Island in the Okefenokee Swamp. Well, to make a long story short, the reason I'm telling you is because I wrote a song in his memory. As a matter of fact, if you get my album, it's called My Life in the Okefenokee, and we're telling you about this album. It's my first album, My Life in the Okefenokee. It's on a little tiny record label called Cowhouse Island Records. That's the island that I lived on in the swamp. I'm telling you about it because I think that here in Florida, it's a secret the album's out. But we got some with it, sure, and they got some over there at the Friends of Florida Folk Place, too, if you're interested. Anyhow, the whole album is dedicated to my little short-legged dog, Swampy, and a cute little calico cat that came to share our life. Her name was Skeeter. Swampy the dog, Skeeter the cat, and me. Living in the swamp, loving every minute, just being free. Okefenokee, Georgia, population 3. Swampy the dog, Skeeter the cat, and me. That's the way it was in that broken down shack I called home. Living off the land, but not exactly living alone. My playful two companions were always there to help me along. A whole lot of sharing, a whole lot of caring. Life was like a beautiful song, and I'd sing Swampy the dog, Skeeter the cat, and me. But you know the swamp is a way of changing things. That old bull gator meant me no harm, but when he dragged Swampy under, it's like he took my right arm. Life in the Okefenokee is beautiful, but there's bound to be a few bad times. I'm just glad I'm still around. Swampy, wherever you are today, you're on my mind. Be a long time forgetting the love in those faithful brown eyes. Swampy was my friend, and oh, how I cried when he died. Now me and little Skeeter were both a little older and wise. No need explaining. Though times are changing, we keep the old memories alive. Swampy the dog, Skeeter the cat, and me. Living in the swamp, loving every minute, just being free. Okefenokee, Georgia, population 3. Swampy the dog, Skeeter the cat, and me. been studying. I've been in Florida a lot. I live in Georgia, but I come here lots of times. I've been studying. Here's a little bit of Florida history. In 1835, the newspapers all across the United States of America reported it as a terrible massacre. Most history books still call it that. And yet, it was a brilliant military victory achieved in a battle between two nations during a time of war. The United States government was bound and determined to force the few Seminole Indians left in Florida to give up their freedom, their homes, their culture, and move to a far-off place known as Oklahoma. To those brave people of the Seminole Nation, this was not just a war. This could well be the final struggle for their very existence as a people. This was in 1835. Now, there's no way we can change history. There's no way any of us can right the wrongs that have been done to either side over the last 100 and some years. But one thing we can do, my friends, is set the record straight. Major Francis Langhorne Dade and his infantry soldiers had orders to march to Fort King. To reinforce the garrison, rounding up the Indians for deportation in the spring. From Fort Brooke they marched and trudged along that Fort King road. A cold winter rain began to fall. Watching from the woods, their hatred mixed with fear, the Seminole had resolved to kill them all. Osceola took some braves in search of Wiley Thompson, that lying Indian agent at Fort King. His time had come to pay, and pay he would today. What grateful tears of joy his death will bring. There's gonna be a party out in Wahoo Swamp tonight, dancing round the campfire light. There's gonna be a party out in Wahoo Swamp tonight, Indian maids and Indian braves and chiefs. Near their camp in Wahoo Swamp, the women and children wait, praying that they'll see their men again. Knowing soon somewhere along that Fort King road, their desperate fight for freedom would begin. The first Seminole hail of fire cut half of Dade's men down. The second onslaught lasted until two. Not a man was left standing in Dade's proud command. Say goodbye to the soldiers in blue. A dozen rounds of red-hot lead tore through Wiley Thompson from the guns of Osceola and his men. December 28th, 1835, the second Seminole Indian War began. There's gonna be a party out in Wahoo Swamp tonight, and dancing round the campfire light. There's gonna be a party in Wahoo Swamp tonight, Indian maids and Indian braves and chiefs. And Osceola. Yeah. Many men fought that day. Some of them died, some walked away. Micanopy Alligator McIntosh, Major Francis Langhorne Dade, Private Slocum, Jumper Jones. I've had a request, but I'm going to sing anyhow. That's an old, I heard that a long time ago. I entered a song in the folk song contest this year, and It took second place, and I heard through the grapevine that it could have done better if somebody else could sing it. And I said, "You mean you didn't like my singing? Is that what it was?" And he said, "No, it's just because you imitate too many animals and people can't do that." And I said, wow, look, like everybody, there's nobody here that couldn't do what I'm about to do. Everybody here certainly can go, meow, or uh-uh-uh, or anyhow, this is a song. It's called the Everglades Symphony, and I'm honored to have received second place for this song. I'm honored to have received anything for it, okay? So. Just an old song. See, my first year in the Okefenokee Swamp, see, the songs I write about what happens here are true. The whole first year that I was in the Okefenokee, I captured one by one each of the 21 different species of frogs that lives there. And I listened to their songs, and I learned how to recognize them by the songs they sing. And now I know where to go anytime I want to hear my favorite songs. And I also had 5 American black bears under my care at one time. I listened to their sounds. Matter of fact, I taped every sound I could that the black bear makes. You'd be interested to know this. They can't roar like a lion like they do in the movies. You know, the people who make movies are making a fortune because we're so ignorant. They make animals look like they did anything, sound like they do anything on film. The closest thing you can get a bear to do that sounds like a roar is a sound like this. Yang, 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 yang. He'll go, ah, ah. When he's really uptight, he'll go, hum, hum. But different animals make different sounds. Well, this is called the Everglades Symphony. A little geeter swam up to my camp last night, chasing fat minnows in the full moonlight. One eye looking for 2 or 3, the other eye watching this guitar and me. He listened for a while to the songs I wrote. Then I heard a funny noise in the back of his throat. It wasn't what you'd call sweet harmony, but I swear that gator was singing with me. Come on, little gator, sing along with me. Nobody cares if you're singing off key. It's a perfect night for a symphony. Come on, little gator, sing a song with me. What's the sound that he made? That's how he talks to mama in the Everglades. Then brother raccoon slipped down from a tree, ambled right over and sat by me. The sound that he made, that's a happy raccoon in the Everglades. Come on, raccoon, sing along with me. Nobody cares if you're singing off key. It's a perfect night for a symphony. Come on, raccoon, sing a song with me. Listen to the raccoon and the little baby gator. That's the critters of the night singing happily. Listen to the Everglades Symphony, with the chuckwills widow singing his melody, and fireflies everywhere dancing with glee. The whole swamp lit up with harmony. The night all the critters sang a song with me. Aww, that's an otter having fun. That's what an otter does from sun to sun. Meow, it's a bobcat at play. That's what a cat says when things are okay. Listen to the bobcat, meow, and the otter having fun, aww, and the happy raccoon, and the little baby gator. That's the critters of the night singing happily. You're listening to the Everglades Symphony. That's a black bear grunt. That's what a bear says when there's something he wants. Oh, ho, ho, sang an owl from a tree. That's a barred owl looking for company. We sang to the rhythm of the crickets and the frogs and the panthers scratching on an old hollow log and making such beautiful harmony. The night all the critters sang a song with me. Listen to the owl, oh, oh, and the big black bear, and the bop, get it played.
Meow.
And the otter having fun.
Aww.
And the happy raccoon. And the little baby gator. That's the critters of the night singing happily. You're listening to the Everglades Symphony. Come on, everybody sing along with me. Nobody cares if you're singing off key. It's a perfect night for a symphony. Come on, everybody sing a song with me. And listen to the Everglades Symphony. Oh, ho, ho.
Meow.
That's it. We're done? Okay, thank you.
Folks, did you expect to come here and hear the symphony? Isn't that wonderful? Let's have a big hand for Okie Fenoke Joe. That last tune he did was one of the winners in the Will McLean Songwriting Contest this year, and I know you can understand why. Just a wonderful array of talent here this year, isn't there? Everybody have